Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, February the 16th, 1986. We trust the Lord will really bless you. I am just a pilgrim. And that's all we are. Now, the Bible says we're pilgrims and strangers on the earth. The world is not my home. All of us are just passing through. Brother Tom, you come and lead the choir in this wonderful song.
A millionaire.
We got a rich Father right now. Wonderful Heavenly Father who is able to supply any need that we have, no matter what that need is. Today we'd like to turn to Hebrews 11 for our scripture reading. We're going to be speaking today from the faith chapter of the Bible, Hebrews 11. Let's read verses 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Today for our prayer request, I'm sure many of you have prayer requests today. How many of you have unspoken requests? Can I see your hands? Unspoken requests? God bless you. Spoken requests today, let's be praying for Tim this morning and throughout this week. Tim is in the U.S. Army stationed at Fort Knox. And he's already called us 3 times. And one time he asked us, said, do you miss me? And I mentioned last Sunday, I'm going to miss him like a sore thumb, as the old saying. But I know God is the same at Fort Knox as he is in Airport Gardens or anywhere else. Let's be praying also for our Good News America Revival, April 21st through the 27th. I'm glad to report that Doyle Leverage is home out of the hospital. And also my mom got home yesterday. Myrna and Fred went down yesterday afternoon and got her. And she got home about 7 o'clock last night. And I know the Lord's certainly able to continue to bless her. Continue to be praying for Elmer Davis and Brother Lester Parsons. Alma Combs, I believe she's still in the hospital. Paul Boggs, let's continue to be praying for him. And also Ms. Beck and Maggie Honeycutt. Anna Campbell down in North Carolina. Brother Murray Conwell. Continue to lift up Bassie in prayer. Bassie Fields. Also Ms. Barker and Ms. Maud Barker. And also Mrs. Maud Baker. Maud Baker has surgery, I believe, the 18th. So let's be praying for her. Also, Brother Pitts Combs, his wife, in the nursing home. Ms. Abrams, can pray for Bess Johnson. Grace Combs, she got some good news. Let's continue to be praying for her. She got some good news recently, I believe, that right, Bill? And no sign of cancer now. That's certainly an answer to prayer. Brother Lafer Giles needs our prayers too, and also Nancy Campbell. Emery's dad, who is out of the hospital now, let's be praying for him. And others that need our prayers today, let's be praying for the lost all around us. Let's look to the Lord at this time in a word of prayer. Father, we thank Thee for this beautiful Lord's Day. We thank Thee for all that You have in store for us, Lord, in this service. May we rely upon Thee, Father, upon Your strength and Your guidance. We know You're able to supply the need of each and every one here and the needs of these that we've mentioned. May Your will be worked out, Lord, in every life. And we'll thank Thee and praise Thee in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. This time, our Brother Tom is going to come lead our congregation in a song that says, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I trust you will be there.
Okay, let's all stand on this one here. Sing all three verses, 426.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, then time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder,
two other prayer requests I'd like to mention. Martha's dad, Brother John Baker, is in the hospital at this time, and I trust you'll be praying for him. And also Mrs. Toller's daughter fell and broke her ankle. What's her first name?
Mary Gay.
Mary Gay Whitaker. Let's be praying for her, and I know God's going to bless in her situation too. This time our usher is going to come for our morning tithes and offerings. Would you lead us in prayer, Brother Jerry?
Heavenly Father, we seek for this here today. Our Father, for which the pastor should give the message. Father, bless each one of us. This opportunity for your will not be done.
Amen. message, Tom and Fred, I believe, are going to come to sing for us. I believe they're going to sing Living by Faith. Is that right? It's a wonderful song.
We haven't done any practicing either, so don't listen to the mistakes.
I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain.
Living by faith,
yes, living by faith,
in Jesus above,
in Jesus above,
trusting
to please God is to live by faith. I wonder how our faith is this morning. We're going to look this morning into the 11th chapter of Hebrews as we entitle our message, the title of this song that they've just sung, Living by Faith. Living by Faith. Chapter 11 of Hebrews has the word faith in it many, many times. Many of the verses begin with by faith or through faith. The Daily Bread said one time, when fear comes knocking at the door, send faith to answer it, and you will find there's no one there. Faith is the opposite of fear. Brother T.H. Harding, a few years ago, stood right here in front of where Brother Tom is and said this, faith is believing it is so even when it is not so, so that God can step in and make it so. Faith. How healthy is our faith? Peter says to add to our faith virtue and the virtue knowledge and so forth. We're to add to our faith. Without faith, we can't please God. My sister, who is one of the people in my life who led me to the Lord, sent me another thing in the mail that says this: faith came singing into my room, and other guests took flight. Fear and anxiety, grief and gloom sped out into the night. I wondered that such peace could be. But faith said gently, "Don't you see? They really can't live with me." Fear and anxiety, grief and gloom cannot live where faith is, where real faith is. Faith. Faith sees the invisible, attempts the impossible, and believes the incredible. If we'll feed our faith our doubts, I guarantee you we'll starve to death. And so many times, if we're not very careful as Christians, instead of feeding our faith, we're going to go around feeding our doubts. Feed your faith, and your doubts will starve to death. Two key verses this morning, Galatians 2:20 and Hebrews 11:6. Paul says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." How are you living today? How am I living today? By faith? I trust we are. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." In Hebrews 11:1, we have the definition of faith. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." In other words, like Brother Harding said a few years ago, faith is believing it is so, even when it is not so, so that God can step in and make it so. First of all, we want to look at Abel this morning and at his sacrificial faith. Hebrews 11:4 says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and he being dead yet speaketh." You know the story of Cain and Abel. It says in Genesis Chapter 4, verses 1 through 10 is where this is found. "Cain offered of the fruit of the ground, and Abel offered the firstlings of his flock. And God had respect unto Abel's offering, and that caused the first murder to happen on earth." Cain killed his brother, Abel. But how did Abel offer this sacrifice? By faith. Cain offered of the fruit of the ground, turnips and potatoes and so forth. And this may be where we get the saying, "You can't draw blood out of a turnip." I don't know if it is or not, but I'd say it would go along right with that. You can't draw blood out of a turnip. I'm sure that Adam and Eve must have told their children what kind of sacrifice was necessary. And it was up to them to offer the right sacrifice. And Abel offered an animal. He shed the blood of an animal. which pointed to a man who one day would hang on a cross and shed his blood as a sin covering for each one of us. Abel had a sacrificial faith. He provided the right sacrifice. And you know the story? God said to Cain, "Where is your brother? Am I my brother's keeper?" And that question has rung down through the ages. Am I my brother's keeper? I believe that each one of us are our brother's keeper. It may be up to you or up to me to talk to our brother, our fleshly brother, our physical brother, to try to get them to trust the Lord. When my mom had surgery a week and a half ago, my baby brother came just after she was brought back up to the room. We went downstairs to the cafeteria, and after we'd got our food, I said to my brother, who is not a Christian yet, I said, "I believe that we should have a word of prayer, a word of thanksgiving that my mom, that our mom, came through surgery all right." I want you to put my brother on your prayer list. He's an upstanding young man. He's the most handsome boy in our family. I can say that, I believe, without any reservations. But he does not know the Lord. I said right here at our watch night service, if you have everything but Christ, you have nothing. And if you have Christ, you have everything. You have everything. How are you and I supposed to offer sacrifices today? Abel offered a sacrifice, an animal. Paul said we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The Holy Spirit today is looking for people, for human beings that He can work through. He may be looking for you. He may be knocking on your heart's door this morning and saying, "I would like for you to be a person through whom I can work in your home, in your school." The Holy Spirit is looking for you. Is searching for you. Second, let's look at Enoch. Enoch had a walk in faith. Hebrews 11:5 says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Enoch was the father of Methuselah. And you've all heard of Methuselah, no doubt. Methuselah is the fellow who lived the longest on the earth, 969 years of age when he died. You know, Genesis chapter 5 is the obituary column in the Old Testament. It says, "And he died, and he died, and he died." But when it comes down to Enoch, in Enoch 5:24, it says, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not," just what Hebrews 11:5 says, "he was not found." He disappeared. His body wasn't found. He had a walk in faith. It says that he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I believe that. There are two people who did not have to go through the door of death in order to get to heaven. Enoch and Elijah. Everyone else has died, and he died, and he died. But Enoch had a walk in faith. And no doubt many of these other people had a walk in faith. But God used death to take them out of this world. Ever since Jesus disappeared from the earth scene, Acts chapter 1 says, a cloud received him out of their sight. From that day till this, you and I have been walking by faith, not by sight. Enoch walked with God. He went to heaven without dying. Third, let's look at Noah. Noah had a working faith. God said, there's going to be a flood. And I'm going to give man 120 more years. There's going to be a flood. Hebrews 11, verse 7 says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. James and Paul don't get at odds with each other. Paul says, we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But James comes along and says, you show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. James is talking about faith after we're saved. I believe this, a living faith is going to produce living works. Same Bible that says, not of works, lest anyone should boast. The very next verse says, for we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Genuine faith is going to produce genuine works. How long has it been since our faith showed? I want to say that question again. How long has it been since our faith showed? Has anyone seen our faith recently? Living by faith in Jesus above. Noah prepared an ark. He worked 120 years. And no one believed him except his family. The Bible calls Noah a preacher of righteousness. God said, Noah, get up and go. Build an ark. And Noah got up and started building the ark. Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives. Eight people is all that got in the ark. I believe the door stayed open 7 more days. There's only one door in that ark. And everyone who got inside went in that one door. There's only one door from earth to heaven. That's Jesus. John 10, Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. There are 5 ways to get in this church building. Physically, we've got 5 doors leading into our church. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But my friend, there's only one door to get into heaven. And if you're going to go to heaven, you're going to get in that one door. You're going to go in that one door, and that's Jesus. He gave his life for us. Last, let's look at Abraham. Abraham shows us obedient faith. Hebrews 11:8, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Have you ever gone on a trip and didn't know where you were going? Well, Abraham did. When we went to Oregon the last time and drove, I thought I was going somewhere where I didn't know where I was going. A time or two. No signs, no nothing. A one-lane road through a cow pasture. I thought I was lost. But here it says that Abraham, when he was told to go, he went, not knowing where he was going. The Bible says on down in these verses that he looked for a city. He looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. He went. He obeyed. And that's obedient faith. Verse 17 of Hebrews 11 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. He was tried. And I believe this, faith that won't stand the trials of life is not worth much. Every day I believe our faith is tried. In Genesis 22, God said to Abraham, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. They took a three-day journey. And in Abraham's heart, those 3 days, he had already offered up Isaac in his heart. He was obedient. When God said go, he went. The very next verse of Genesis 22 and verse 3, it says that Abraham rose up early. And as they went up the mountain together, Abraham and Isaac, as they went up the mountain, Isaac said, as he carried the wood, who does that remind you of? Jesus, who carried his cross up the mountain. Isaac said to his father, Abraham, here's the wood and you've got the fire, but where is the sacrifice? Isaac didn't know that he was the sacrifice. You know the story. They got up there on the mountain. Isaac, probably a teenager by this time, Abraham bound his own son Isaac on the altar and took his knife to slay his only son. And God stopped his hand in midair. Abraham believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. In verses 18 and 19 of Hebrews 11 it says, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham had already offered Isaac up in his heart. During the three-day journey. What kind of faith do we have? I trust we have a sacrificial faith. I trust we have presented our bodies as a living sacrifice. I trust we have a walk in faith. My prayer is that this week someone is going to see our faith by our walk. We need to have a work in faith. Faith without works is dead. Abraham had an obedient faith. You may have come in this church this morning, lost, on your way to hell, a burning place. My friend, you can leave in a different direction this morning. You can leave with your name inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name written there? Whosoever was not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Jesus is coming. I don't know when. Only God knows. Jesus doesn't even know. The Bible tells us in two places that only God the Father knows when Jesus is coming again. It could be today. Are you ready? Prepared? Your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? My prayer is that God has spoken to each one of us this morning. We'd like to stand and sing our invitation hymn at this time, page 217. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Jesus shed his blood for you. You may be a Christian here this morning and have never followed the Lord in baptism. You've never confessed him maybe before men. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. He wasn't ashamed of you. He wasn't ashamed of me. He carried the cross up Calvary's Hill. He loves you today. Let's stand as we sing 217.